This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Nepali Congress Central Working Committee discusses new schedule for party's general convention. Newly appointed Chief Minister of Lumbini Province, Kul Prasad KC, sworn in. State Minister for Health, Umesh Shrestha, says 55 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been ensured for Nepal. And Taliban claims to have captured Afghanistan's second largest city, Kandahar, in what would be a major win for the militants. Now the news in detail. The Nepali Congress Central Working Committee has been discussing about new calendar for the party's 14th General Convention. Congress Central Committee member Kalyan Gurung said the meeting held at Party President Sher Bahadur Deoba's private residence in Budani Lakanta yesterday had been mulling over setting up new calendar for the party's general convention. The Nepali Congress had set the party's general convention from 1st to 4th of September. However, the leaders are discussing about setting a new schedule as the party's general convention appeared to be unlikely in the said dates. CPN Maoist Centre Parliamentary Party leader Kul Prasad KC has been appointed as the Chief Minister of Lumbini Province. Province Chief Amik Serchan administered oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed Chief Minister KC yesterday. Besides Chief Minister KC, all the six members from Alliance of Parties took oath of office and secrecy yesterday itself. Chief Minister KC took office with the support of Nepali Congress, Janata Samajwadi Party and Rashtriya Janamorcha Party. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has pledged that there will be no lack of resources in the health sector. Informing the National Assembly about the current fiscal status of the nation, Minister Sharma said the first priority of the government is to ensure vaccines for all citizens. He also said the government would bring a replacement bill as per the common minimum program of the coalition government, keeping people's aspiration at the center. On the occasion, Minister Sharma stressed on production-oriented system for economic development of the country. The National Assembly has unanimously approved the Archive Protection First Amendment Bill 2077 BS and the Security Printing Bill 2077 BS yesterday. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, on behalf of Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, had presented the bills for endorsement. State Minister for Health and Population Umesh Shrestha has claimed to have ensured 55 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines for Nepal. Addressing the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday, State Minister Shrestha said the vulnerable age groups and people involved in fiscal and educational activities would be put in priority for vaccination. Claiming to have been administering about 200,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines daily, State Minister Shrestha said by mid-April next year, all citizens would be vaccinated. He said the government had been expanding the number of vaccination centres for easy access to vaccines and preparing for procuring Moderna and Pfizer vaccine targeting teenagers. Stating government facilities of storing 2.5 million doses, State Minister Shrestha unfolded the plans of vaccinating people on priority basis. Earlier in the meeting, lawmaker Bishnu Paudel blamed the incumbent finance minister of unveiling a blaming paper in the name of fact paper. He also questioned about presentation of the ordinance in the House if it was to be replaced by a new fiscal bill. Likewise, lawmaker Khagaraj Adhikari urged the government to rescue Nepalis stranded in war-torn Afghanistan. The Health and Population Ministry has reported 3,200 and 60 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal in the last 24 hours. Likewise, 2,294 corona patients recovered from the infection yesterday itself. The ministry also recorded additional 32 corona-related deaths in the country yesterday. With this, the total number of corona-related deaths in Nepal has reached 10,212. Night hour vehicle movement in Kathmandu Valley has been barred from 8 p.m. yesterday evening till the 24th of August. The ongoing prohibitory order has also been extended till the 24th of August. The district administration offices in the Kathmandu Valley on Tuesday had issued a notice barring the movement of vehicles at night, citing the increasing cases of COVID-19. However, vehicles for essential services are allowed to operate 24 hours. Secretary at the Communication and Information Technology Ministry, Dr. Barikunta Arial, has vowed to move ahead with collaborated efforts to meet the goals of the ministry. Assuming the office yesterday, Secretary Arial said his efforts would center on making the use and access to the information and technology more reliable, competitive and qualitative. He also stressed the need for upgrading the communications, telecommunications and information technology sectors as per the changing context. Radio Nepal has started 3 days virtual training to its employees in a bid to support its news and program production. Inaugurating the virtual training yesterday, Radio Nepal's Executive Director Buddhi Bahadur KC said the training would further strengthen Radio Nepal's services. Radio Nepal's employees working in news and programs from central and provincial offices have been participating in the training. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The Taliban have claimed the capture of Afghanistan's second largest city, Kandahar, in what would be a major win for the militants. The city was once the Taliban's stronghold and is strategically important as a leading trade hub. Several cities fell on Thursday in the most dramatic string of victories yet. The United States said it is sending nearly 3,000 troops back into Afghanistan to help evacuate staff from the American embassy. Meanwhile, the Afghanistan government has made a power-sharing proposal to the Taliban in exchange for a hold in the escalating violence in the country. An Al Jazeera report quotes Afghanistan's local media that the proposal of power-sharing was forwarded after the armed group seized Ghazni, the 10th provincial capital, to be captured in a week. As reported, the offer was presented to the Taliban indirectly through Qatar, which hosts the Taliban political office and facilities of Afghan peace talks. However, the presidential palace in Kabul did not confirm the development, saying there has been no change in its plan while the peace talks are being held in Doha of Qatar. Police in British city of Plymouth have confirmed 6 people, including a suspected gunman, have died in a firearms incident. Police said 3 females, 2 males and the suspect died. All are thought to have died from gunshot wounds and relatives have been informed. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at a few places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Far West Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 30.1 degrees Celsius, minimum temperature of 21.6 degrees Celsius and rainfall 10.4 millimeter. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Nepali Congress Central Working Committee discusses new schedule for party's general convention. Newly appointed Chief Minister of Lumbini Province, Kul Prasad Kesi, sworn in. State Minister for Health, Umesh Srestha, says 55 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been ensured for Nepal. And Taliban claims to have captured Afghanistan's second largest city, Kandahar, in what would be a major win for the militants. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website, www.radionepal.gov.np, for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.